I'm going to. I'm Faith, a compulsive overeater. So grateful to have this opportunity to share with you and to practice this 11th step. What has really helped my 11th step, as we often do. In OA, I say, take what you need. This is my method to do, use it. So if it helps you, wonderful. And if it's not helpful, just leave it here. So I'll begin with a brief history of how I discovered two-way prayer, and then a simple outline of the steps that I take in practicing it every day. You'll have an opportunity to put the method into practice and to share in the breakout rooms. So do have something handy that you can write. And when we come back together, we'll have opportunity to share in the larger group. Of course, there will be questions and answers interspersed. And I'm grateful for two of the fellows who are willing to share a bit of their experience with two-way prayer. So, starting off, I was introduced to two-way prayer in a meeting from the West Coast. So it's at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, was at 9 o'clock in the morning when I was visiting my brother. And the simplicity of the practice resonated with me. I looked up the method online and discovered that it was used by the early founders of AA and the 12-step program. However, it is not an OA-approved method or presentation, and so I've been careful not to give you information about websites. I'm glad to do that privately, or you can look it up yourself because you know how Google is. They'll take you where you want to go. So I'd like to begin because this is really about the 11th step. So I'm going to read the 11th step, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. So this is on page 77. As with many other aspects of this program, there is no right way to do step 11. Keep it simple is a good slogan to apply here, remembering that our goal is to develop a closer conscious contact with God. Prayer is simply what we do when we talk with our higher power, and meditation is a way of stilling our minds, listening when we talk with God. We say whatever we feel. And so I wanted to start off by saying my higher power, I call God, and I will use those two terms interchangeably as I'm talking to you. I also will use interchangeably the pronouns he and she, because the mother heart of my higher power is so important to me that I will use those. So the person who was presenting when I was first learning how to use this online, it issued a challenge. He said, if you begin this 10-minute practice every day and continue it for 30 days, I expect you will want to make it a lifetime practice. And so last June, I began, and today was day 156. I come to this practice with the belief that my higher power loves me and wants to have a relationship with me. As with any relationship, conversation is essential. Sharing concerns and joys and sorrows, and of course, spending time together. So, can we move to that second slide, Kate? So, I would like to outline and just talk about this method that I use. And again, I want to stress this is something that I have found myself. So you could very well find quite different information in other meetings in wherever. But this is what has worked for me. Choose a quiet place where you meditate and pray. So I'm just going to, for me, it's a rocking chair in my bedroom. And when I sit down in it, I just know this is the place where I have my quiet time for prayer. Have a specific journal to record each conversation. There's mine, just a little notebook, 8 by, although I'm sure it's not 8 by 11, it's probably smaller than that. I know it is. And it's really helpful to have a journal that you are using specifically for it. It's wonderful to look back on it. I can't say enough how blessed I am as I read back to see what higher power has said to me on different days. Write down what is on your mind, a concern or a thought or how you're feeling. And this is where I sort of deviate from some of the teaching about two-way prayer. Because most, when I was first learning it, they said, write down a concern or a worry that you have. But then I began to realize if I only base my relationship with you on telling you my problems, there's something missing there. So I began to just be quiet for a moment or two and then write down what was in my mind. And I have found that such an effective way because I'm sharing my joys.
Bless you.
My joys and my sorrows. And so you've written at the top of the page what's on your mind. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths to center yourself. People who talk about centering say, be sure your feet are planted on the floor. And then begin to write the thoughts that come into your head, without filtering or second guessing. And I want to stress this because you know how we say this is an 11th step practice. I love that word practice because it means that we are learners. We are learning how to connect with our higher power. And so you, as you begin to write, don't be saying, this is too weird. Where is this coming from? Is it from my inner child? Is it from my mind? Don't do that. I encourage you just to write. I have found that got the response, my little thing, and then the response usually takes up one page of my journal. But for today, we will set the timer for 10 minutes, and that will be the amount of time that we have to hear and write what is there. So when you finish writing, and Marion is going to be timing us, she'll give us a warning at 8 minutes, so you know that it's time to sort of be wrapping it up. So when you read what you have written, and this is important to ask yourself, does this resonate with what I know about my higher power? So you want to know that this is consistent with the higher power that you have in your life. And is it honest and true? Now, another word that they use and is stressed in the big book is pure. I have difficulty with that word because it sounded a little too ethereal somehow for me. How do I know if it's pure or not? So I use those three things. Does it resonate with what I know about my higher power? And is it honest and true? Okay, so that is the simple method. What I thought I would do to give you, just to give you an example, is on June 25th, and that was day three of my initial try this for 30 days. And my comment at the top of the page was, I have so much to be thankful for. And then I did, as I said, take a couple of deep breaths, quieted myself. And then this is what I wrote. My dear daughter, my heart sings when I hear your grateful heart. You have lived your life with the theme, give thanks in all things. That doesn't mean you don't feel the pain of loss and grief, but they are tempered by your underlying trust that I have a plan. Your core belief that I am in control paves the way for a thankful life. Because you see, each moment of each day, you have a choice. Will you complain and grumble, or will you accept and give thanks? Gratitude, like abstinence, is my gift to you. By accepting it, you choose a path that I have chosen for you. And as your loving father, mother, friend, I have many good things in store for you. So I finish reading it. I've written it. I stop and read it over. This resonates with who I know my higher power to be. And then sometimes, and then on this particular day, I did write a comment at the end. I don't always. And I said, I feel tearful gratitude for the love that I feel from this response this morning. So it's what I have found is that it is an important part of my day. I don't want to begin the day without it. And because it's only 10 minutes, it fits well into an hour of my God time, my beginning of the day. And okay, so I am now going to ask Marian and Chiwendo to share their experience in two-way prayer. So, Marian, if you could time for 3 minutes. So, Chiwendo, would you like to share first?
And Kate, could you stop the screen?
Thank you.
Oh. Hello. My name is Chuanda. I'm a recovering food addict. When I do my two-way prayer, I don't know if I bring problems, my problems to my higher power as much as I just bring, like, what direction am I supposed to take, right? Because, like, I life is like I am powerless over food and my life is unmanageable, but the recognition that I'm powerless over food always leaves me with the fact that my life is unmanageable. So there's always some direction that I need to take. So it's really a sacred space to ask for direction from my higher power on purpose. And so sometimes, so a lot of times I will be honest about do I have fear? Am I worried? And I've put that in my question, like, and I'm just going to read you one really quick that I did last Sunday. I said, "Yo, God, my mistakes are creeping up on me. I'm petrified with worry. What am I supposed to do? Yo, son, I can fix it all. I've been sending you answers for a month, but you've been executing the decisions, but you haven't been executing the decisions that I have made for you. Your ego is railing against me hard because I am about to walk you through one of your giant failures. You are listening to that lower self voice that says you're okay. You'll just figure it out. That way has been fucking with you your whole life. I am always here. The direction is clear and has not changed. Your window to trust me, you have this window to trust me, or the pain of life will increase. Do what I asked, and when the returns come, then ask me again. Don't ask me again before you have executed your part. When you do, let it go. I cannot catch you until you jump. Stop sitting in all of your uncomfortableness because you have your entire life. That is dumb behavior. I love you. You matter. I need you for something else. It will be okay for you and your people. Throw the ball. I made you the quarterback. Gracefully, God. I mean, like, that's just like how it comes out. Like, it just comes out like it's like, for me, it just is like, take the steps, you know, like, I mean, this program institutes, I have all the tools. This has become a tool that gives me clear and concise direction in any matter that I bring to my higher power. My higher power has never failed me in this space.
Time, Chen.
I'm done.
Chiwendo, thank you so much for sharing. Marion, would you share, please?
Yes. I do mine a little bit differently, too. I'm Marion, a compulsive overeater, gratefully recovering, and an addictive personality. I had spent a lot of my life atheist, agnostic, seeking, having an intellectual understanding of God, but not a personal relationship with God until I came to OA and got suggestions that I took, like, what would a loving God be like, you know, if you had one? So I started writing that. And then I developed a God of my own understanding and was seeking to improve that. And I found out about two-way prayer. I initially had a person who gave me a framework to put it in. And it's always started with, "Dear God, I love you. I love me. Please show me my disease." Well, disease became a hyphenated word, dis-ease, uncomfortableness. And then just let it flow. And I was surprised. And I got to where God might answer what I was saying. And it would be in all caps. And what I was writing would be in longhand. And I realized as time went on that this was essentially going through the steps by to the time I got to the end. Then I had missed a few times doing it with this one person that was hearing it every day after I wrote it. And so I tried doing it myself in the morning. Oh, and at the end of that one, I would always lift up four people. And then I would tear it up. Well, I started thinking, I'm going to save this and read it at nighttime as a sort of a 10th step. And when I started doing that, I was amazed how much of what I had said came true. It was just amazing. So I feel this loving, close relationship. And I think I can say, I love me now because God loves me. And I have just found myself just being a new, different person, like a new pair of shoes. And sometimes they fit real well and sometimes they don't. But I wake up craving doing it. And I knew that I really did, because one morning I was a little late and it was a choice between coffee or two-way prayer. And I did the two-way prayer. And so it's been very, very, very important to me. And if anybody would like to know more about what that framework was that I used initially, I'd be glad to share it personally at some other time. And that's it. I'm done.
Thank you so much, Marion. That's wonderful. I think we have time that I'm going to open it up. If there's anyone else who's been using two-way prayer in their 11th step practice, would they feel comfortable sharing their experience?
Compulsive overeater named Deborah. I wrote this early this morning, I guess. And I always say, Dear God, please tell me how to live without our little Aoife. I don't feel like I can stand this pain. She was the first critter that I loved with every fiber of my being. Her feisty little big dog walk. She walked as if she owned the neighborhood. Her soulful eyes that spoke her love for us. Please tell me she is not in pain anymore. and let her know just how much we miss her. And then the reply was, she always knew that you loved her in all ways and for all ways. And then I wrote, is she happy being with you? Will I see her again? She was and is the greatest love of my life. I really don't know how to be happily retired without her, God. And God said, you will find your way and she will help you. And I wrote, really? How? And he wrote, she knows how much you love her, and you've forgotten that love is the most powerful force in the universe. It can move mountains. It can give a tiny but mighty dog the ability to help you heal. And I wrote, I worry that all the messing around with her food gave her cancer. And the answer was, no, you did nothing wrong. It was just her time. Thanks for letting me share.
Deborah, thank you for sharing that very poignant. Yeah. And Tom.
My name's Tom. I'm a compulsive eater. I love this workshop. Thank you, Shuma. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Marion. And thank you, Faith. I hadn't heard about the method of writing down what's on my mind and then setting a timer for 10 minutes and having my higher power as though I'm just taking dictation. Not that 10 minutes. The way I've done it has been as a dialogue, and I've done it for several years now. Basically just asking a question sometimes. What's really interesting to me is that sometimes what I get back is, you already know the answer to that. And I go, oh, it's like my covers have been pulled by my higher power. My higher power knows me better than I know myself. But what's amazing about this process of the two-way writing for me in the dialogue, and almost always I get basic, every day, breathe me is one of the things that my higher power says to me. Breathe me. Stay tuned is something else I get from my higher power, which was wonderful because I grew up with the TV generation. Stay tuned. And I do my, you know, and when I get off track, as I do, and I'm not in fit spiritual condition, I can say anything I want, because I know I'm not being judged. I know I'm not being criticized. I know that all I'm getting is infinite compassion, infinite acceptance, infinite love. And it's changed my life so drastically over the years. I went through all my old journals and started highlighting some of the things that had come to me. And I turned it into a daily meditation. I had enough material to do the equivalent of a daily meditation, 365 of these, but just by taking what had been written. And I read that. I'm reading that again every morning. So I wanted to come just to see what else I could learn about two-way prayer because it's been so valuable to me. And, I cannot recommend it enough. And this week I made some big mistakes and had to make amends to 50 people on a Zoom meeting and then go and call people individually and do some damage control. But it's okay because this process lets me know, my higher power lets me know, of course you're going to make mistakes, but that's why I'm here. And when you forget about me, I'm still here until you remember me and come back. One of the things that came up this week was, and then I'm going to end with this, is that those of us who remember God have a better chance during the day than those of us who don't. And those of us who remember God and make contact, a conscious contact with God, have it even better than those who just remember God. And those who make a conscious contact with God throughout the day have it the best, it seems to me. And so that's what my goal is, to just more conscious contact and to do our best to shine. All right.
Thank you so
much.
Got
this for you.
Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing that. Okay. I'm prepared to take questions, if anyone has any inquiries about the method or anything that's been said so far, feel free to raise your electronic hand and we'll wait a minute or two to see if you do. Okay, Sandy. Oh, you're still muted, Sandy.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, you muted yourself again.
Anything.
Good. Something. No, now you're okay.
Okay. I just wrote something. I think Marion had spoken about having that prayer type thing with God. That is what my sponsor has me on. You know, I love you, I love me, and then lift up three people or four people that you know. But this is what happened to me today. Okay. I woke up from a nap and I spoke with you, my higher power. And your instructions were conversation with you. My sponsor has me writing a page or two of prayer meditation each day. I woke up and you made the connection make sense. I just need to talk to you or talk with you about what's on my mind and in my being and eventually get to walk with you in my life and ever after. I ordered Conversations with God, the book, because I looked it up after you gave me this signal, and it's number one Advent. And I'm waiting for further instructions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Sarah.
Yeah, my name is Sarah, recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic. So I think I heard a couple of you maybe talk about doing this in the early morning. I do a centering prayer, 20-minute quiet time in the morning. I wondered if it was specifically better to do it in the morning or if you could do it, you know, at another time, you know, that maybe set up a time during the day and do it that time every day. I don't know.
Good question, Sarah. Thank you for asking it, because it can be at your convenience, okay? One of the things that I was reading said, the advantage of the morning is the day has not begun. You know, it's a clean slate, and so there's something very wonderful about beginning that with, as Chinwen Do mentioned, the getting instructions for the day or whatever, but you definitely can. Some people may choose to do it as they're going to bed at night or any time during the day. So it's effective whenever.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else?
And once when I woke up in the middle of the night, I did it.
Good. Thanks, Marion. Okay, so what we are going to do, because we are now going to have 10 minutes to write. So I'm going to suggest that you take either your journal or whatever you use and are choosing to use and write a concern that you have or a thought at the beginning of the page. And you can say, as Deborah does, Dear God or My Higher Power, or you can just write it down because you know that on this page, you are communicating with your higher power. So if you would all do that now. Okay, so that took 1 minute. Now we're going to take a couple of deep breaths. Plant your feet on the floor. Take a couple of slow, deep breaths. And pause to plant the thought in your mind that your higher power wants to communicate with you. Okay, so we are now ready to begin to write for the next 8 minutes and I think we'll change that to writing for 10 minutes, Marion. Okay, so if you could set the timer again for 10. So we have 10 minutes to write with a 2 minute warning by Marion. So you're welcome to take your video, take off video or leave it on. It's up to you. If you find that you have finished, use the time to meditate, to read over what you've written, and just sit in the presence of your higher power.
Have 2 minutes left.
Time is up.
Okay, so let's proceed with, we've done the writing, and now it's time to read what you have written and ask yourself those three very pivotal questions. Is it consistent with what you know about your higher power? Is it honest, true, and I'm going to add loving to that instead of pure. So is it honest, true, and loving? And is it consistent with what I know about my higher power? So just so what we are going to do now is Amy is going to Amy is going to get us put us into breakout rooms.
How long do you want the breakout rooms to be? And should we do 9 rooms so that no room has 6?
I like that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
How long do you want them?
Pardon me?
What length of time?
I think 10 minutes.
Great.
Is good. So we're hoping to have no more than 4 in a room.
Great.
Possibly 5 or 3, but an opportunity for you, if you're comfortable and if you would like to, because I can tell you that there's something very powerful about sharing it. As you could see from the expression of the people who shared their communication with God, their conversation. So you will have an opportunity in breakout rooms to do that. and then we will come back to the big room or together again and have an opportunity to ask questions or to share again. So Amy, take it away.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Sorry, I'm just trying to figure this out real quick. We are not assigned, Monica.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. We are not assigned to a room. Oh, there we go. Okay. I am not assigned to a room. Host. We had 9 rooms.
I'll wait till everyone's back to mention about the recording, because we're going to be going into more sharing time. And so just want everyone to know that it is being recorded. And I'll let Amy speak on it, because she's much more knowledgeable about that than I am. I think it's a good sign that people aren't wanting to leave the breakout rooms.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a real tender moment for all of us.
Wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. Amy, I wonder if you would speak about the recording, just because we may have had people enter.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So we've got many requests that we record this. And what you all need to know is your voices will be heard if you speak. And so if you want to ask a question and you don't want your voice to be on it, please put your question in the chat and Diane or I will read it aloud. And we'll try and remember not to say your name. And when this is put out on the Nova Intergroup website, it will be audio only. So no faces will be shown.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. Okay. So this is our time now to, in this larger group, either ask questions as you've done the process and then shared your reading. You may have some things you want clarified. And if not, would you like to share what you've written and heard with the whole group? So please raise your electronic hand if you would like to do that. And we'd love to hear from you. Suzanne.
Yes, thank you, Faith, for doing this. And I'm Suzanne, a compulsive eater and a food addict. I have a question, and my question is, I guess, as you have done this many times, Faith, have you at any point had doubts about where the response is coming from that you get? I have a faith in God. It started out when I was a kid, and I ignored it for a long time after I became a older teenager. And it's only in the last 5 years since I've come into OA that I have acknowledged that I have that relationship. And so I'm a little, I'm wondering about the sort of the psychology that's going on. And I don't know. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that.
Suzanne, a great question. It really is, because there are different theories. I've heard people say, I believe it's my inner child. It's the, you know, I come to it believing that my higher power wants to communicate with me. And so maybe a pun on my name, I have faith that that's what's happening, that my higher power is saying, I'm here and I'm eager to respond. And so as you journey on this 12-step practice, I'm sure that it's going to, sometimes there will be questions. Does that answer your question, Suzanne?
I think so.
Thank you.
I guess I will say one last thing about that, and that is that I could use this practice for saying, boy, I really don't know who's answering these. You know, what is causing what I'm putting down on paper to be what it is? I think that's perfectly okay to ask that question. Okay, thanks.
That's great. Yep. Okay, Anne.
I just wanted to share something. I found that the people that I was with in the room, we all read our things. And I connected. I probably have four more questions that I could ask God based on what they said in their reading.
Yes.
And what their experiences have been. And I was saying, yes, I did that and I had that. And what about this? And I just thought it was a really good way to, you know, to set up a stock of not necessarily questions that you have to ask, but I'm sitting here pondering something somebody else has said and going, I need more about that from God. I need more about that question from God. So it was very successful, I thought, to be in a breakout room.
Wonderful. I'm so glad. And I'm just going to comment. The thought went out of my head. So I'll, when it comes back, when it floats around and comes back in my ear, I'll say something. Thank you very much for sharing that. Yeah. Okay. So Kate.
I just wanted to confirm, like, is it just questions or is this okay to read what I wrote?
It is okay to read what you wrote. Okay. Yes. You have 3 minutes.
It's like, I got a funny sort of waft to share this, which kind of surprised me. But anyhow, I started with Dear God, and then I went to my non-dominant hand because I am in an ACA process that I sometimes want to run for the hills from. So it says, you know what's on my mind all the time, and it is fear and how I want to control and be safe. So that was non-dominant, and then I switched to God. The last freak out took so much out of me, and I'm so desperately afraid of another one. I feel on the brink of a mental and emotional breakdown, which I call breakthroughs. Yet when I'm afraid like this, I'm unable to embrace this. I'm staying with ACA, yet feel so inadequate as a loving parent, and I need to let you be my actual loving parent. God, how can I let you in? How can I trust you and seek you more? And then what I wrote, what came to me, my beloved Kate, you are letting me in, yet you seem to be so focused away from your heart where you know I dwell. It's good you're feeling the pain in and surrounding your heart in fear and stress, which you try to manage in self-reliance. You will call on me more and more during. So keep doing as you are doing by surrounding yourself with the we I have chosen for you, who I know you appreciate because they all love me so much and you believe them. So, oh, and I did want to qualify that I am a compulsive overeater and by the grace of God abstinent. So did want to share that. And thank you so much. I years ago, I did one tiny little thing on a telephone, for I don't know even know, I did one line responses or something, but this and the breakout rooms has been very empowering and a breakthrough. So much appreciated. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kate. And Anne, it's floated back into my head. So what I was going to say is the group that I went to that meets at noon every day, after you have read what you have written, you have the opportunity to say, I'm willing to take comments. And they stress you are not commenting on the skill of the person who wrote it, what their big, you know, their words were, but you are to, if you are commenting, it's to say, I heard my higher power say to me from what you wrote. So it sounds like that's what was happening for you. And I have found that very powerful. And because in our breakout room, there were only two of us who were comfortable sharing, we had the opportunity to do that. And it was really effective. So, all right, Sandy. Sandy, you're on mute.
I'm a compulsive overeater. My name is Sandy. Step one is I came. Step two is I came to. Step three is I came to believe. Step 11 and 12 is I trust. Many times I believe. I believe with my whole heart all the time, basically. But do I trust? When I'm dancing and I'm going through all the motions and I lean back to fall in my partner's arms, is he going to catch me or not catch me? That's what makes us feel uncomfortable or not knowing or just not comfortable, you know? And I think the more you draw God closer to you, the more you ask questions of him and answer back, you get closer. He comes through, whether it's in your dreams or whether it's in your awakening, or even when you're going to bed and you're praying for somebody who you feel needs it. That's drawing you closer to God. And I think in all our being, I think it's what we want to do, but we're so afraid or so feeling so alone sometimes. And he basically has become my friend. And I can say that wholeheartedly because I had no friends, but now I do. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you. And Margaret.
Thank you. Actually, I often talk to God in the middle of the night when fear comes up, which it comes pretty often. And I've been very anxious about finding someone to do the steps with. And anyway, what God said to me is, my sweet child, you never have to worry because I'm there ready to hold you up. There is no need to worry. All of the support is around you every day. Sing through your heart too, so that you will know that I'm there for you and I am with you every step of the way. So those are the things. I sing in a choir, and singing to me is a way of talking to God. And I always feel so lifted, literally lifted when I sing. And I don't have any great voice or anything, but it's the act of singing and the sound as it goes through my body. I feel more relaxed and happy and connected. And I don't often feel that way. When I get caught up in my own negative thoughts, I forget it. So I need to remember. Remember means to put back together. I need to remember that I'm a child of God. God is there, and I can reach out to God. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Margaret. And Deborah.
Hey, thanks. I just want to say before I read what I wrote that I had the same experience that Anne did. I think all of us in that room did. We all heard the same message that, you know, we were able to take in. So this is what I wrote. Dear God, I regret that I haven't been in better touch with you these last few years. For some reason, I've neglected our daily practice of meditation and of seeking your guidance through two-way prayer. And the answer is, my dear child, you have communicated with me during that time. Think of those times you've awakened in the wee hours and prayed, the worries you've had about your sweet pup. It would be impossible for us to ever be in total silence, since you are a part of me, and whether you know it or not, I live inside of you. So you can see I'm not easy to get rid of. Are there times you cannot hear me well? Absolutely. But it is never because I'm not here, and always because your mind is occupied on the problems, anxieties, and business of the world you live in. It is a heavy, dense place, and it's part of being human. Your challenge then is to practice the same kind of discipline you have with your morning showers. Taking time to be with me will boost your mood, soothe your worries, and remember that even though it may appear otherwise, you are never alone.
Wow. Thank you, Deborah. That was beautiful. Sarah.
Yeah, my name is Sarah, recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic. And there were four people in my group, and all four of us shared, and it was very emotional. So I'll say this about what I, you know, what I did is I wrote whatever my hand was writing. It's sort of like stream of consciousness in a way. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any emotion about what was being written. But when I began to read it, oh my God, the emotions started coming up and filtering out. And I think some of the others, not when I was reading, or maybe sometimes some of them when I was reading, but the others felt the same. Some of the others felt the same way as they were reading theirs. I love that we, you know, there's just that I've never experienced anything quite like that, where I'm the writing is just the writing. And then reading it, it comes up in such an emotional way. I'll just read you what I wrote. I'm the chair of the spring retreat for our inner group, and that's for the April of 2024. So I wrote, "Dear God, why am I procrastinating on getting started with the spring retreat of 2024?" And the response is, "Sweet Sarah, my beloved daughter, are you afraid that no one will want to help or that it will not turn out well? If you leave it in my hands and pray to me for help, it will always turn out well. Start with Patrick, who's an artist in our group, and ask him to come up with a logo for the retreat. You have some pictures you've taken and can send them to him. Do not be afraid. It does not have to be perfect. Do you think everything you do or try to accomplish has to be perfect? You are human, and perfection is really not in your DNA. I didn't create you to be perfect, but to love me in return and live this life to the best of your ability. If you follow my directions, your life will be so wonderful. You will live in peace, serenity, health, and love for yourself and others. Remember to love yourself first, because until you do, you will not be able to love others. Okay, get started. I love you. Fondly and lovingly, your higher power, God."
Lovely. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know there was someone else that had their hand up but maybe had to leave. Is there anyone else who feels they would like to share? I'm mindful that it's Saturday afternoon. So it won't be a bad thing if we finish a bit early. If there's no one else that wants to share, I would like to read mine because it, I just have to get a hold of it here. I said, "Thank you for the people who have come wanting to learn how to develop a closer relationship with you." And the response was, "Yes, dear Faith. My heart is glad to see the response, and I'm eager to communicate with each one. Many view me as angry and judgmental. Many throw my name into conversation with disrespect or to express their anger. So I am delighted to see each person. I know each of them intimately. This process deepens and expands the relationship. There is no limit to my love, my ability to communicate, or my ability to communicate. Continue to learn from me. It brings me joy." And I just want to stress that I am not an expert. I am a learner in this process, and I feel so privileged to have had the opportunity to do this workshop for you to, that you took the time to come with the desire to learn. Thank you so much. I want to thank Diane and Amy, who were very pivotal in getting it put together with all the techie stuff. And thank you very much. And Chiwendo and Marion for sharing, and all of you, because, you know, just the fact that you have come and then have gone into the breakout rooms and shared or listened, either way, you were there. Your presence was felt. So, Yeah, I'm going to ask you to share the screen again, Kate.
Kate from Canada has her hand up.
Oh, Kate. Okay, sorry, Kate. Thank you.
Thanks very much. I just wanted to ask Faith if it would be possible to get the information on the noon two-way prayer meeting.
Sure would,
Yeah, glad you asked.
And you'll find that in the resources that are in the PowerPoint. So we're going to Kate, are you still with us? No. Okay, Diane, could you share the screen? Thank you. Okay, so just go back up, please, to the picture of the child. Good. Okay. So I love this picture. Give thanks that your higher power wants to communicate with you. I've found that I pictured that I'm being held by my higher power. I'm that curly-haired child, and God is whispering his love to me and whispering in my ear that wonderful sense of reassurance. Okay, the next slide. Okay, so the resources that we have are, I'm sorry, this is not the edited one. I took out number one because that is the website, but you can find it online. So I'm not sharing that. I didn't mean to be sharing that. I sent an edited version, but you know what those are, what that happens. You get end up with two copies, and sometimes, so the two-way prayer Zoom that is from at 12 noon every day on Eastern Standard. Here it is. There's the coordinates 9884-2499, and password is 1212. And then I've also put down my email and my phone number. So I would be happy if you felt you wanted to have more, more information. I'd be happy to be in touch with you. Have you be in touch with me? Okay. So I think that if there are no.
I had a question about
Yes.
the two-way prayer at noon. Is that Monday through Friday or 7 days?
7 days.
7 days a week. Okay.
7 days a week, 12 noon.
I have a question also.
Yes, Suzanne.
Is the password just two 12s or?
212s without any X's. That's
Okay.
right.
All
It
right.
is
Thank you.
it's a yep, that's that 1212.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And no other questions?
Actually, I have a
Hi.
question. In terms of the recording, were the breakout sessions recorded as well?
No. No.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that, Ruth, because I'm sure that, no, that wasn't the case.
Tender and private.
Okay.
Have a question, Faye.
So I don't, Diane, do you have the Wii version of the Serenity Prayer that you could post?
I believe so.
There's one more question.
Monica had a question.
Good. Okay. Oh, Monica, hi.
Hi, Faith. I just have a question about the noon meeting. Is
Yes.
that a read and share meeting,
It
basically?
is. So they give you an opportunity to, there's a me short med 5 minute medita silent meditation, the reading of one of the daily readers, like for today, then the 10 minute writing period. Then individuals raise their hand if they feel comfortable sharing what they've written. And then you put a little heart decal up to say, that person, after they've shared, says, I would be comfortable having comments. So if you have written it and you would rather nobody comment on it, that's fine too. But if you say you do, in that meeting, they give 2 minutes for two people to say, I heard my higher power saying to me from what you wrote. Okay. Yeah.
And it's an hour meeting.
It's an hour long meeting.
Okay, cool. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was okay. My daughter.
Did I put you on the spot, Diane? Sorry.
Sorry, I thought we had a Zoom intruder.
Yeah.
Good time for the Serenity Prayer.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to pray the Serenity Prayer as we finish using the we version. So we are praying for each other as we end this time. And I want to thank all of you for your attendance, for your attentiveness, your questions and comments. It has been a wonderful experience for me. And I feel very privileged to have had this opportunity. Okay, a couple of deep breaths. God, grant us the serenity
accept the things we can
and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Faith.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Faith. Diane, you guys have a good one. See you in the morning.
Saturday.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you, Faith, and everybody else who did service. This.
Thank you, Faith.
I feel so comforted right now.
Do you? I'm so glad.
Thank you, Faith. I'm so grateful for this meeting.
Yeah.
Are you Sarah?